Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Plus Model Radio, and I am your host, Shanice Lewis, and I hope you are excited as I am for our first of many to come of Plus Model Radio shows. Today, we have a great lineup for you, some great people in the industry, but before I get to the lineup, I want to say a special shout-out to Plushes for giving us that great opening theme song, I'm Real. It sets the tone of the show. Thank you so much. You can check them out at MySpace/Plushes, PLUSHUS. Today on the show, we have Madeline Figueroa-Jones, editor of Plus Model Magazine, Valerie Amador, the creative director of Plus Model Magazine, along with Jasmine Edwards, a beautiful Plus Model who also happens to be the March cover girl on Plus Model Magazine, along with Nikki G, a beautiful model turned photographer. And we're going to end the show with Gwen DeVoe. She is of DeVoe Signature Events in New York City, and she has a special surprise giveaway for us at the end of the show. So at the end of the show, we are going to take callers live to win this prize. You have to listen all the way to the end of the show to find out what it is. So when it's time to call in, the number that you will be dialing is area code 347-326-9639. Again, that's area code 347-326-9639. But do not call until we tell you to, and that will be at the end of the show. So we're going to get into talking to our first guests, which are Maddie and Valerie of Plus Model Magazine. So let me get them on the air right now. Okay, Maddie and Valerie, are you there?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
So I'm so excited about Plus Model Radio. Tell me, what are your thoughts about it? Do you think this is a great addition to Plus Model Magazine?
Maddie, do you want to take that? I think Plus Model Radio is going to be a fantastic way for us to connect with the audience yet in another way. I think we have a great connection already with our audience, but this is going to be just one more way for us to give out information, hear from our audience. I think it's just going to be a fabulous addition to Plus Model Magazine.
So do I. I'm so excited. Thank you, too, for giving me this opportunity, number one. I'm so excited. So
we're excited to have you.
Thank you. Now, let's jump into talking about Plus Model Magazine. Now, how did Plus Model Magazine come about? Whose idea was it?
Well, I would say that this was pretty much a joint effort. It was, the summer of 2005, we actually started kind of entertaining this idea of, you know, look, we've looked at online magazines, but what about a niche magazine for this very specific audience who has never had anything like this before? And it we mulled it around in our minds for, you know, quite some time. And then a picture showed up in, Maddie, was it your email that this picture came up?
Right, it was Fluvia that sent me this beautiful picture.
And that was the inspiration that made us say, we're ready. And it was that first cover with Fluvia with the shirt, the beautiful green and just, you know, this full-bodied plus-size model on the cover.
Oh, so you were inspired by that picture.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So it was at that moment that we said, we're ready to do this. If we're getting this level of picture and we don't even have a magazine yet, then we're ready. And so we started with a bi-monthly. You know, we only had an issue every other month. And it was along about our, you know, second issue where we went, oh my gosh, you know, we have more content and more people emailing us wanting to, you know, work on this project.
Right.
We think we can go monthly. And that was, I remember that being kind of a scary moment where we went, can we do this?
Right. Well, speaking of being inspired by a picture, what do you look for in a cover model? I know there's many Plus models out there that would love the opportunity to be on the cover of Plus Model magazine. So what specific features or qualities do you look for?
Well, when I am actually putting the cover or the editorial together, let's say myself, if it's me and a photographer together, then it's a collaborative effort. And what we look for is someone that has really great facial expression and that someone is going to be able to portray the concept that we already have in mind. For the most part, we already know whether it's going to be an edgy look, a catalog look, and, you know, and...
Oh, so you already have the theme.
Exactly. So
for
it's very
month.
Right. So it's very important for that model that her port reflects her work. So if I look at someone's port on Model Mayhem or MuseCube or anything or on, you know, off the directory and I see, you know, that they're not really testing and, you know, that it's the same look, you know, they're not really testing, they're not really out there developing their modeling skills, then I can't really go off their pictures.
Right.
So I need to see that, you know, these models are really working at their craft because this is a job and it's a very serious job and a very serious consideration to be on the cover and editorials.
Now, how important is the photographer of the picture that you choose for the cover?
It's very important. I cannot tell you how blessed I feel to have been working with the photographers that we have been for the past year and a half. I mean, it's just been incredible how much time and effort and, you know, they have these great ideas. And I have photographers, you know, from all walks of life, you know,
mm-hmm.
from Christos Valbonas to Inez Lewis. I mean, you know, it's just amazing the amount of talent, you know, and the amount of time that they put into this, you know, to help create Plus Model magazine.
Now, would you be open to new photographers that are just starting out, they want to shoot plus size?
Absolutely. I'm always open. I always will, you know, give them an opportunity. I can't say, yes, you will go ahead and have the cover and editorial, but I will definitely say, yes, I'm definitely open to working with you. You know, that's happened before, and then their pictures do end up, you know, being in the magazine. It's just a matter of what level are you at
right.
in your career.
Now, what type of model submissions do you look for? What are the do's and don'ts to submitting your pictures?
Oh, boy.
Did I hit a nerve right there?
Yeah.
You know, we're struggling in this industry as a whole with, you know, Maddie and I were just talking about this recently, which is, you know, why we do this. And there was nothing like this for us, you know, a dozen years ago. We didn't know how to be a model because we were never allowed in that arena.
Right.
So now people were just, you know, doing the best that they could, putting stuff out there, hoping, you know, something will, you know, spark a career to happen. And what we're trying to do is give people those tools and that inspiration and that education to make this happen. And so part of that has to do with submitting the right pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was working with an acting teacher who's in California, and he is pretty phenomenal. He's a director. And he said, and this goes for acting or modeling, he mm-hmm. said, when you submit your pictures to me or you walk in to audition for me, he said, do not wear something that will embarrass me.
Right.
He said, I'm a father.
Right.
I'm a parent.
Right.
I'm not looking for that. And so every day we see these incredibly beautiful women submitting their pictures, but the wrong kinds of pictures.
Right. It's a business.
It is a business. This is not, you know, there's a difference between your MySpace area and your
right.
professional portfolio.
Exactly.
You've got to leave those MySpace pictures out of your professional portfolio. But there's
and
another
webcam.
Part to this. Another part to it, and that is if the major fashion houses are looking for their next fresh face and they find you and they find those great pictures in your portfolio, but then they go out and do a search to find out what other kind of pictures might be floating around out there and they find your MySpace pictures,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to hire you.
Now, I have a question. So do you actually Google models that you're interested in using for the cover to see if anything else pops up?
Yep. Absolutely.
Well, that's good to know.
Yep. You have to be, you know, in this business, you have to be very, very careful. And this is why, you know, this tells me the pictures that a model has in her port, even if she uses her MySpace. If you use your MySpace for your main portfolio and you're not using Model Mayhem, let's say, then have a MySpace for your personal and have a MySpace, you know, for your modeling then.
Right.
If you have to have pictures out there. But know that if we Google and your other MySpace comes up and you have half-naked pictures up there, you know, that are not tastefully done, you know, I'm all for artistic views. I mean, we had a naked girl on our February cover, you know.
Gloria.
But, you know, it has to be tastefully done and in a certain way. And we all know that, you know, there are certain, you know, people that feel like, you know, they have to have these naked, over-the-top pictures. That shows me that you're not reading the magazine, because every issue is filled with information for you that tells you the types of pictures that are going to capture that audience. You want to capture the client, capture our attention. You know, we're creating opportunities for aspiring models, a lot of opportunities. But if I see that you're not reading and you're not doing your work, I can't use you.
And there's a market for those other types of pictures, but this is not the one.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
This is not the place.
And so you, as in any business, any profession you decide to go into, you have to know what the rules of that industry are.
Right.
It doesn't mean that we can't pioneer new things. We do. But you have to at least start with, okay, what is expected of me in this industry? And then go from that point. So we try to be that educational resource and that inspiration that you can come in and you can look at these pictures and maybe even say to yourself, I have something now to bring to a photographer and say, I want to do something like this.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there are true curvy women showing how to do that. It's not like you're picking up, you know, a straight fashion magazine and bringing it in saying, can I, you know, is it possible for me to do this?
Right. Now, what is the benefit of a model looking for exposure and joining the Plus Model Directory?
The Model Directory has been growing so rapidly and so great, and I am so happy to be able to say that we have booked girls' jobs through the Model Directory.
Yeah, and I can vouch for it that my website gets regular hits through the Plus Model Directory because I can see the link that the people are coming from.
Right.
So it works.
It does.
Oh,
it absolutely does. And we're not an agency. So, you know, if we help connect, you know, an agency with a model or, you know, a client with a model, we don't get anything out of it. All we get is the satisfaction of knowing that the directory is working and that we have a place where clients and vendors and, you know, designers can say, you know what, I'm going to go here and I'm going to go look to see what's going on. That's why it's important for the girls to continue to test, to upgrade their portfolio, and to really just continue, you know, testing is just, you know, you continuing to work on your modeling skills. And the magazine is actually putting together editorials just for the directory members. We're shooting our first one April 12th.
Okay.
I chose five girls. And those five girls are going to benefit from having a professional working model on the set. They're going to be on the set, and sometimes, you know, it just may be this is the first time that they're actually at a real studio shoot, and they're going to have this experience.
Right.
So we are creating opportunities. I have another one that I'm working on that's going to be in California. We're going to choose five girls from that area, and then we're going to do another one in another area in the country. You know, so
that's
it's
awesome.
Exciting because I'm creating, you know, this is what the magazine is all about. It's just not about the working models, but it's getting those aspiring models to understand and to really learn what it takes to be in the business.
Now, is the Plus Model Directory open for anyone to join?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. From starting models to, you know, seasoned professionals, and we're getting all kinds of phone calls from people wanting to hire. And one of the challenges with that is, one of the reasons we decided to do the directory the way we did is that because it keeps the portfolio in the hands of the model. And as she tests and as the stats change or her contact information, she has access to change that right then and there. We think that's one of the most important things about this.
Right, to keep it up to date.
Absolutely. But when you don't list your stats, I don't know why women, you know, I think it's probably a little bit of that self-esteem we still have going on. And we all have it, ladies. We know it. And some days are better than others. But you have got to list your stats. I cannot tell you how many times people have called me looking for a model saying, you know, I went into the directory or, you know, do you know anybody in this area? And I go to look at your portfolio and it says, you know, little stars where your stats are.
Well, what if you're not in industry stats? Would it be beneficial to leave them off or you think it should still be included?
You've got to include something in there. You've got to have your height in there. Sometimes people are calling today for a shoot tomorrow,
right,
and there is no time to go back and forth. If you don't fit it this time, that's fine, but you've got to have something in there. Unless you're so well-known, you know, unless you're really, you've broken that barrier or your agent is really handling all your information and then you send them directly from your portfolio to your agent, that's totally fine also.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are working independently, please, please, please keep your portfolio updated with your contact information and your stats.
Right. Being able to contact you is important.
Very important.
Seriously, I have had people call and say, I'm doing a show, you know, a live television show tomorrow in Texas, and one of the models, you know, got sick. Who do you have? And there I am going through something going, I can't, you know, by the time you contact that person to find out if they fit those stats, the job is gone.
Right.
Right.
You know, this is a quick industry. Quick,
right.
quick.
Now, Valerie, I have a question for you.
Yes.
How long have you been online and educating people about plus-size modeling? Because I know when I first learned what a plus-size model was, your website was one of the first that I found.
Oh, my goodness gracious. We have actually been online since May of 1999.
Really?
Yep, a very, very, very long time. And so we started the concept and we created a business in the fall of 98. And so we're actually going to hit our one-year anniversary this October.
Mm.
But we didn't, it took all that time, you know, because, gosh, the Internet was in such its infancy then, to actually get those first couple of web pages up.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a struggle.
So, because I know your website was how I found Miss Plus America pageant. Your website was how I learned about plus modeling. And it's so easy to find. What do you think about models that are always asking, how do I get started, how do I get started, when you have all the information laid out?
Well, I have a couple of theories with that. And one is, you know, some people will email me directly and say, how do I get started? And every single person that emails us gets a personalized email that answers what it is that they're asking. And some people email me back and say, that's great, I know what to do now. This is fabulous. It still requires action.
Right.
So the information can be there. You can read it all. You can take it in. But it still requires action on your part. And that is what you did. So you took the information. You said, I'm empowered by this, and I can do something. And there are other people that I've actually had a woman email me probably about, you know, 5 or 6 times saying, how do I get started? And I send her the information, and she'll go, oh, okay, but how do I get started?
Right.
I'm like, okay,
you
know, let's go back here again. And you know, after about 5 times, you say to yourself, if you can't take information and be empowered by it, you know, then maybe this is not the right profession, because you have to know how to follow directions.
Right.
You have to be able to do what it is a photographer is asking, or, you know, communicate with your agent or, you know, a vendor or anything like that. So it requires becoming a businesswoman. It requires becoming an entrepreneur. It really does.
Right, exactly, because like I said before, it's a business.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
what do you want to say?
No, that was it. We're good.
Okay, so we are wrapping up this segment. The time flew by so fast. Any closing words to the ladies out there that want to get in Plus Model Magazine and in the modeling?
Thank you for letting us do what we do, and thank you for continuing to read and inspiring us with every issue.
And we will hear more from the both of you, because I wanted to get in with Venus Divas and everything, but we ran out of time. So you both will have to be back real soon.
Okay.
Thank you, and I'll talk to you all soon.
Okay.
Thank you, Shanice.
All right. Bye-bye. Up next is Jasmine Edwards, who is the March cover model of Plus Model Magazine, and she's a popular model. Everybody loves her look. Let's get Jasmine on the line. Jasmine, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, Shanice, what's going on?
And you're in Miami right now, correct?
Yeah, I've been here for about a week now.
Now, let everybody know what you're doing down there in Miami.
I'm actually with Wilhelmina in Miami, and I'm down here for the rest of the season seeing new clients and trying to book new stuff.
So how long does a season last? How long will you be down there?
I'll be down here until the end of March. Usually the season in Florida is from, I say, the middle of January to the end of March. And I've been seeing models around. I was here about 2 weeks ago, and I saw a bunch of girls at a few castings, and now I'm
here. The people you always see online, but you never know in person.
Yeah, big name girls, you know?
Wow, so you moved on up, girl.
I'm fine. I'm working. It takes time, but, it, you know.
So, well, let's rewind and tell us, how did you get started in Plus Modeling?
Well, you know, the season of America's Next Top Model that Takara was on, that really sparked my interest.
So before that, you didn't know plus size modeling existed?
No, I had no idea about it. I just, you know, all I knew was size 2s on the runway, basically. I had no idea about print modeling or plus size modeling, you know. So it was really an eye-opener.
Right.
Someone, you know, like Takara, size, I don't know what she was on the show, maybe like a size 12.
Right.
Just on there representing for full-figured women.
So after you saw the show, that made you, like, search online, or did you have somebody in the industry you could ask?
I actually did my research online and tried to find out what I could about it. I didn't really do anything at first because I figured, oh, you know, I could never do that, or that's not me. You know, at the time I was still into athletics. I was playing softball at the University of Massachusetts, so it was kind of like just something that I'd never saw myself doing. I was like the jock, you know, not
right,
the model.
Right, right. So how did you learn how to do your hair and makeup? You already did that?
Nope, I had no idea how to do makeup whatsoever. Thing with me and hair, I just kind of slipped it back into a ponytail or a bun, and I went on my way. it wasn't until I actually got with a modeling agency where the booker there taught me things about makeup and said, you have to learn how to do this. You have to be able to be hair and makeup ready for a client, for runways. You know, they're going. You need to know
so
how to.
So she was really hands-on and taught you the ropes.
Yes, I was very lucky to have an agent who was very helpful and, you know, taught us things. She taught me how to walk. She taught me makeup. She, you know, expressed to me how important it was for a model to do their hair and have, like, all the right color shoes and your manicures and pedicures and everything like that. Like, I had no idea that those were all the things a model has to worry about in addition to, like, being photogenic, you know?
Right. So then as a result of all the things you learned and your look, you were able to land a fantastic first job, correct?
Yes, I did. I was very lucky to book Ashley Stewart for my very first job.
Wow. Now, how was that?
It was crazy. It was just, I remember having my first test in January of 2006. And, you know, I hadn't even gotten the disc back or prints or anything, and my booker got a call from Ashley Stewart and saying, you know, we're looking for new faces, like, send us whoever you have, blah, blah, blah.
When you went to the Ashley Stewart, the first shoot, did you know how to pose yet, or were you just very new?
I was still very new. I had just done my first test, and I was just excited to go, you know, to be able to see this client.
Right.
I was still very, they say in the industry, they call models green when you're very new. And I was green, you know what I mean? As green as they could be. So
go ahead.
No, when I went there, I was extremely nervous at, you know, at the casting. But I was myself, and they asked me about myself, and I told them I was an athlete, and, you know, I just want to do this because I think it's important to represent for, you know, the average size woman, which is a size 14, you know?
Right. And so that's the experience when you went to the casting, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then when you got to the shoot, when you got the job, how did that go?
I remember I was at home, and I got a phone call from my booker. I don't know if I don't. I think it was on the weekend even, so I was really shocked to be getting a call from her. And she goes, "You got the job," and I screamed on the phone. I said, "Oh my God!" And I remember running in place, you know, like, "Oh my God, I can't believe it." She's like, "Yeah, congratulations." She's like, "I can, you know, this is amazing." And I was just ecstatic. I think the shoot was maybe 4 days later or something like that, that Wednesday.
Wow. Well, yeah. This isn't a typical story. Some models work years and years before they get a big job like that.
Yep, I feel so extremely blessed for an opportunity like that, you know, because it doesn't come often, and I know girls who've worked for a long time to get to where they are, you know, it takes years. Like,
right.
The average model doesn't really break into the industry for 2 years, you know what I'm saying? My first campaign happened a month after my first test, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
So after Ashley Stewart, what were some other things you were able to do?
I've appeared in Latina Magazine. I've appeared in Essence twice. I've done some TV segments for TJ Maxx on Telemundo and Avenue on Telemundo as well.
Now, you speak Spanish?
I'm actually working on it. I understand a little bit. But
well, you didn't have to say anything.
No, didn't have to, just had to look pretty.
Okay.
Yeah, just look good and smile. I also appeared in the Flawless Calendar for 2008.
Yes, Flawless Calendar. You're looking amazing in it.
Oh,
and
yeah,
you're
you.
On the cover of Plus Model Magazine this month.
That's right.
Now, what kind of feedback have you been getting about being on the cover of Plus Model Magazine?
So far, everyone I've known has given me nothing but compliments, which I appreciate so much. You know, I'm happy to hear that you guys love it just as much as I do. You know, I worked with amazing photographers for the cover and the editorial. Stanley DeBoss shot the cover. He's a great photographer with a great imagination. And Lucas Jones was a pleasure to work with. You know, Maddie and Luke, they're funny. They're really sweet people, and I recommend anyone to work with them, you know, to build their portfolios.
Now, were those shoots especially for Plus Model Magazine? Like, did you know the shoot with Stanley was going to be a cover, or did you submit the pictures?
At the time, I didn't know. I actually submitted the picture of the cover to Maddie a few weeks after the image was shot. But the editorial was actually something that we worked on together, you know, a few weeks later after she got that editorial. After she got the cover. Yeah.
Right. Now, do you get emails on a regular basis from models asking how they can break into the industry?
Yeah, I do. A lot on MySpace, the Model Mayhem, and my basic thing is to, you know, I give them links to Plus Model Magazine or plusmodels.com, curvychick.com, and the main thing is basically the ones to tell you whether you can or cannot be a Plus Model are the agents at the agency. It's
right.
Really important to go to the open calls. You know, if you don't have professional shots, go with your Polaroids, go with your snapshots. They are the ones that will say yes or no, and if you know, maybe why they think maybe you're too short, or maybe you need to come down a size or two, or maybe you're just not what we're looking for right now. You know what I mean?
So you say take all the comments online and from friends with a grain of salt. It's the agents that really matter.
Exactly. They're the ones that can put you in front of the clients. They're the ones that, you know, can see whether you have the ability to see if the clients will actually want to work with you.
Right. And they're the ones that are going to have faith in you to get you those go-sees.
Exactly.
So if anybody is interested in checking you out online, do you have a website or MySpace you direct people to?
I do have a website, and that's plusmodeljasmine.carbonmade.com. That's my full portfolio with a little bio and my agency contact information. I have Model Mayhem.
Go ahead, Model Mayhem.
I have a Model Mayhem page. I don't have the member ID on me, but you can just look me up, Jasmine, Plus Model Jasmine.
Well, sounds good. And
yes.
this interview was painless, wasn't it? You were nervous, but it wasn't
bad, right?
It was.
Yeah. No, you, Shanice, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you for being on the first show, and I will talk with you soon.
Thank you for having me. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Now we're on to our next guest of the evening, which is Nikki G. Nikki G is a beautiful plus-size model turned actress. Nikki, are you there?
I'm here, but I'm a photographer, not an actress.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to give you another credit.
That's okay. You can give me the credit. I like that.
A plus-size model turned photographer.
Yes.
So, okay, let's start from the beginning. So how did you get your start in plus-size modeling?
Wow. It was something that I was always really curious about. I've always been a bigger girl. Although I was athletic, I've always been at least a size 12 or 14. And I heard about it, and I knew about Emmy, and I knew about these plus models that were out there. I just didn't have any idea how to do it. So years went by because I didn't know what to do, and people kept coming up to me and complimenting me, and I'm like, okay, I guess I should look into this thing.
Right.
And I actually started searching online, and I Googled plus models, and I was like, okay, you know, I'm going to have to figure out what this is, and I saw plusmodels.com. And from there, I posted my pictures, and I got such positive feedback that, you know, I decided that this is something I want to pursue. And a friend of mine, who actually wasn't a friend at the time, I didn't know who she was, but she contacted me, and she was a model. She told me about a new agency and that I should try. And I walked in, and I was signed the second I walked in.
And really?
Yeah, I walked in, and the agent looked at me, the booker looked at me, and she said, you're the first model-looking girl who's walked in here in weeks. You're signed.
Really? Now, are you still into plus modeling, or are you retired?
I'm actually concentrating on photography right now. This is my passion, so this is the thing that I want to focus on the most.
So if somebody contacted you and wanted you for a campaign, you would say, no, I don't do that anymore?
I think I'd have to say, no, I don't do that anymore. Maybe I can recommend someone.
Right.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So you moved on from plus-size modeling to some other projects that came up. One was that you worked with Dulce. Is that how you
Dulce.
Say it?
It's Dulce, which is sweet or candy in Spanish.
Okay, now tell me a little about that and what happened with that.
That was actually pretty interesting. The modeling led me to that because the owner of Dulce was prepared to open up a boutique online, and she needed images, and she actually found my pictures online and contacted the photographer, and the photographer contacted me, and then they flew me out to California for the job.
Oh, and really?
Yeah, it was actually really interesting how that all happened. And in the process of talking to this boutique owner online, we really hit it off on emails as friends. We're like, oh, it's strange how sometimes you just feel an instant connection with someone.
Right.
But we did. And then I met her in person in California, and she showed up wearing the same T-shirt I was wearing. The same T-shirt. We had the same earrings on. We have the same hair, and we're from the same ethnic background, and we were born in the same hospital.
You were separated at birth.
I think we were. It was really strange, and our personalities just gelled, and we giggled, and we just had the same, I don't know, it was like this really weird sister connection from the beginning.
Wow.
And she kept growing her business, and eventually had to come to New York several times to promote the business and do all these sample sales. And when she did that, I kept helping her, you know, leaving my other job and helping her on the side. And then eventually she moved her business to New York and hired me. So I became the second fiddle in Dulce.
Okay, so you moved from model to...
Actually, I kind of stayed model kind of on the side, but I moved from finance to wholesale and retail rep for Dulce.
Okay, so you were really involved in the business.
I was, yeah. I can say now I've been on a bunch of sides of this business.
Right. So that website is no longer active, correct?
That's correct.
And so what happened with it? Was it just hard to keep it up?
Oh, it's actually really, it wasn't that it was hard to keep up, and it was something that we were very passionate about, both being curvy women.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that we really wanted to present fashion to plus-size women. We wanted to give them not just a low-end option, but a medium and a high-end option that encompasses all the styles that straight women have, but for plus women. We
right.
wanted them to have the option of looking really freaking cool and hot, just like, you know, their skinny friends, and not have to really feel self-conscious about it. Unfortunately, what we kept finding is that many, many women, although they admired the clothes and they thought they were beautiful, they didn't want to invest in their appearance. And this is something that it kind of was a shock to us, and it was a disappointment at the same time.
Well, do you think some just can't afford it, too? Or you think some just choose not to invest, period?
I think it's both. And I think, you know, and the thing is, I don't really want to go into the whole can't afford thing, because I think even the straight size counterparts, you know, like there's people who are the same income bracket as them but a size 6 who will save the money or choose to invest in certain pieces.
Right. You'll get what you want.
Yeah, you'll get what you want, and you feel like, oh, I'm worth it. You know, I want that pair of boots, I'm going to get them. You know,
right.
if I want that jacket, I'm going to get it. But
right.
for some reason, it didn't transfer over to plus. I don't know why. I mean, a lot of them would say, oh, I want to lose weight.
Right.
So they would say, why am I going to spend, you know, $200 or $400 on this leather jacket or on these hot jeans that look perfect on me if I want to lose weight?
Right, right.
You know, and so it was kind of disappointing for us. And then on the same end, you know, on the wholesale end of it, the reps would then say, you know, my client's not going to buy this.
Oh.
You know, do you have anything flowy? Do you have anything that doesn't cling to the body? Because they won't buy this.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we would put the whole presentation together. This jacket goes great with these jeans, and oh my God, you hook it up with these boots. And, you know, it's like a whole song and dance for them. And although they appreciated the beauty of the clothes, they wouldn't buy them.
Wow, and I've heard a lot of people say that besides you. It seems like it's a common thread that a lot of plus-size designers struggle with.
It is, and it's upsetting because, you know, you have these designers, and I mean, I represented some of the best designers in the business. I mean, the top contemporary plus-size designers, you name them, we were repping them. You were out there pushing for them, working for them, you know, and these are also curvy women. These
right.
designers are curvy women, and they're doing this driven from their passion of knowing what it's like.
Right.
You know, and the thing is, it's not that they go out with the intention of making something overly expensive. It just so happens that, you know, the overhead and the cost of creating these pieces is going to cost them money.
Exactly.
You know, so I wish that more women would support, you know, that market, that, you know, because if you dress better now, if you feel good about yourself now, even if you lose weight, why not feel good about yourself as
right.
is?
Right, today, just as you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there's so many beautiful, curvy women. Feel good about yourself. Dress well. You know, you deserve it. You do.
Well, speaking of, you know, feeling good about yourself,
mm-hmm.
let's move on to your photography.
Yes.
Now, tell us, how did you get started in this, and what was your latest projects?
Sure. I got started through Dufay because, you know, being a small company, we had to figure out creative ways to market ourselves. And it just so happened that me and Miss Fluvia, the other plus-size model out there, we decided to get together with Michelle of Dufay, and we did a little shoot, and we took turns with the camera. And when I looked at the pictures and the end result, I really loved the pictures I shot. And it was kind of this overwhelming joy in my heart that I knew that this was something I wanted to do.
Really? Instantly?
Instantly, yeah. I mean, I've always been interested in the arts. I draw, I used to sing, you know. I did do a little acting here and there. but the thing is, none of that really was fulfilling for me. So when I got into the photography and I started seeing my work, I knew that that was it.
So have you been able to shoot anything exciting, anything that our listeners will be familiar with?
Well, I mean, right now it's been a lot of test shoots, mostly for Wilhelmina Models.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Yep, so I shot for Wilhelmina. I went down to Miami, and I shot a few girls for Dorothy Combs. Yeah, it's just been a lot of test shoots. I did shoot an editorial for Beauty Plus Power.
Okay.
So you might remember that. I did shoot some images for Svoboda.com.
Okay.
Yeah, and so, I mean, there's been some exciting things. I'm actually working on a few things now that some people over in Plus Model Magazine should know about.
Oh, great.
So we have some things in the works that everybody should look out for.
So do you specialize in plus-size models, or are you shooting like a little bit of everything now?
I hope to do a little bit of everything. I'm definitely not putting myself in a niche, but this is something that I do know how to do and I'm passionate about. So when I shoot, I mean, I know your angles, I know how to help you pose, you know, this
right.
is my specialty.
You know
specialty.
That from modeling yourself.
Exactly, exactly. It's my specialty.
So let everyone know your website and how to get in touch with you if they want to book you for a photo shoot.
Okay, I am at www.nikkigphotography.net.
Okay, and you can email you through the website and
yep.
you have all the information
have,
there.
Yep, they can just go to contact me, and in there you'll see my email, my phone number, as well as links to my Model Mayhem and my MySpace. So check out my work and get in touch.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today. It was a pleasure talking with you. The
thank
next time
you,
I come to New York, I'm going to have to shoot with you myself. Cause I
you
love
do.
Your
I want to meet you.
Well, okay, we'll be in touch. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and now our final guest of the evening is Miss Gwen DeVoe. Let's get her on the line. Gwen, are you there?
Hi, Shanice. How are you?
Hi, I'm wonderful. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Good evening.
Good evening. You have so many things going on. I don't know where to start. You just missed New York. So let's go from the beginning and tell us about the Plus Academy for aspiring models.
Okay. Well, the Plus Academy is a New York City program. It's actually New York City's first leading model training, development, and curvy lifestyle program exclusively for plus-size women and pre-teenagers.
Oh, so it's not just about modeling.
Exactly. We offer a variety of personal development and lifestyle workshops as well as modeling.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone is interested in attending the Plus Academy, can you just go and enroll, or is there a process?
What we normally do is, just as you just said, a lot of people really don't know what the Plus Academy is about.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't list any of our workshops anywhere online. We encourage everyone to take advantage of attending one of our open houses.
Oh, okay.
Because we're so popular, a lot of people think that the Plus Academy is in different cities. A lot of them don't realize that it's a New York City program. I get emails all over from people from Chicago. We want to attend the Plus Academy. Do you have, like, grants?
Oh, so they think it's like a university.
Exactly.
Where you,
exactly.
Right. So to get everything in detail, you would have to attend an open, well, not an
correct.
Open call, the open house.
The open house. And that's where we bring together all of our instructors and our staff, and we just do sort of like a meet and greet to tell you exactly what we have, what we can do, what we hope we can do for you,
mm-hmm.
and just give you sort of like an itinerary of the classes that are coming up for the next program.
And so how often do you have the open houses?
We have the open houses once every 3 months.
Okay. And to keep up with that, you just have to get online or
mm-hmm.
you have an email?
Right. We encourage everyone to visit our website, our main website, and sign up for our mailing list. And that's how you normally find out that an open house is coming up.
And that's how you stay in the loop for everything
mm-hmm.
that you do.
Yep.
Now, Project Curves. Project Curves is similar to the Plus Academy.
Correct. Due to the overwhelming need and request for classes from the Plus Academy, what we decided to do was we decided to bring a mini version, a condensed one-day version of the Plus Academy to anyone that, you know, in different cities.
Right. So do you get everything at Project Curves that you would at the Plus Academy, or do some people go from Project Curves to the Plus Academy?
Both, actually. You can't cram 6 weeks of training into one day, but it's more affordable if we bring a program such as Project Curves to you.
Right.
Okay, because if there's someone from Chicago that wants to come to 6 weeks of classes at the Plus Academy, you know, unless they have a wealthy grandparent or
yeah.
someone that they can stay with for 6 weeks without having to go to work or school or whatever, it could be pretty expensive if you don't live in the New York area.
Right, those hotels are expensive.
Oh, New York is crazy. There's no $99 specials in New York. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly.
So we've built a one-day powerhouse workshop jam-packed with recognizable names, if you will. We don't just put anybody on Project Curves.
Right.
We make sure that the cast of characters are well-known names and people who are recognized in the industry, because when you pay someone to teach you, you want to know what their credentials are.
Now, where's the next stop that the Project Curves will be going?
Project Curves, the next stop for Project Curves is in Chicago.
Right.
On April 26th at the Radisson Hotel in the Northbrook section of Chicago.
Now, can people still register for that, or are the slots already taken?
No, the slots are not taken because where we're having Project Curves, which is actually being hosted by another group, a local group in Chicago called Exchange Modeling. We have Exchange Modeling. This program was actually built for that group, mm-hmm. but they were nice enough to open it up to any aspiring plus model in the area, or if you want to travel, you can sign up as well. So we have about 2 weeks left for early registration, and then the price will go up.
Okay.
So we're almost full, but we're not full yet.
Okay. Now tell me a little bit about the Catwalk Boot Camp.
The Catwalk Boot Camp. Oh, I like the way you did this, Shanice. You broke it down from the Plus Academy to Project Curves. Because one thing about the Vogue Signature events is every time we have a program, we ask all of our participants to sign like a questionnaire.
Right.
And basically what that questionnaire is, tell us how we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to see? And sometimes people say, well, the one-day workshop was a little bit too intense for me. Okay, we'd like to see something in a couple of hours, or I don't want a fit and foundation clinic. I don't want to learn about Plus Modeling 101. I just want to walk the runway. So to answer that need, we have the Catwalk Boot Camp, which is an intense four-hour workshop of just walking with Alva Page, who is runway Devo extraordinaire.
Okay, so the catwalk, is it someone that does not know how to walk at all, or someone that wants to improve their walk and knows a little bit?
Well, actually, we have a mixture. When people sign up, we do ask them what their level of experience is.
Uh-huh.
And although sometimes you'll get a lot of people that say, well, I've been in four fashion shows. Okay.
Right, and it depends on what fashion show it was.
Yeah, it could, because you know what? The level of experience, sometimes people don't really know what their level of experience is.
Right.
There is a difference in industry standards in terms of runway
right.
and entertainment modeling.
Right.
So
right.
although we allow you to tell us what you perceive your level of experience is, we break you down when you get to the boot camp.
Right.
Okay, and then we pair people off according to what we think their experience is.
So the boot camp is especially for walking, and
mm-hmm.
so Project Curves includes walking,
right.
but has more background information about modeling in general.
Correct.
And then the Plus Academy is just a whole course with everything from A to Z.
Exactly. The Plus Academy actually has three levels, an entry level, an intermediate level, and our third level is called our Master Series class, and that's the class for models, sometimes even agency models, who may be having problems developing a relationship with their booker, all right?
Okay.
And Sharon Quinn is one of our lecturers for that series, because Sharon has now, you know, she's been signed with Wilhelmina, she's been signed with Goddesses, and now she's a booker.
Right.
So she can give everyone that, you know, inside track on how to develop relationships once you've been signed. A lot of models don't understand that once you're signed, that's only half the battle.
Right, right.
That's only half the battle. There's a lot more work to do.
And you have to compete with the other models,
too. Absolutely.
So is there one website where is information about all of these things, or are there three different websites?
Nope, it's one. We do have three different websites. Every program we have has its own dedicated website.
Mm-hmm.
But we prefer for everyone to go to our home website, and you can be directed from there.
Okay, and give us that website.
That's www.dsevents.com.
Now, do you work on booking models' jobs, or are you mostly just stay with the training?
Well, a lot of people are under an perception that I am an agent and I have an agency, and neither of those things are true, but back there, like I heard Valerie say a little bit earlier, when there was no one to tell you what the industry was about, I am proud to say that DeVoe Signature Events, we started out just by producing fashion events. Our model was that we wanted to produce empowering events that communicate positive body imagery and the luscious lifestyle of the full-figured femme. Modeling was just a second piece.
Right.
And after we did that, models, we just started to train models. After putting them in fashion shows, we realized that, wow, if the opportunity presented itself, a lot of these ladies would not be ready to seize the opportunity. So training was sort of second. We just wanted to produce great fashion shows.
So you don't tell the models if you come to Plus Academy, you'll get booked for Ashley Stewart?
Nope. And no one can honestly, to tell you the truth, Shanice, no one can honestly tell you that.
Right.
No one can make that promise. And if they do make that promise to you, you need to run to the hills.
Right. It's a scam.
Yeah. Yeah. It's usually a lot behind it. You know, I fall short of using the word scam, but we have to, I think I heard Valerie say also a little bit earlier, is modeling is just like any business profession. Mm-hmm. If you want to be a nurse, don't you go to the website or you speak to people about what it takes to be a nurse?
Exactly.
How many years do I need to be in school? What kind of uniforms do I get? Where do I do my internship? The website, the web, has given us a unique opportunity to find out what we need to know about getting into the industry. However, there are going to be some bumps and some curves.
Right.
Okay, so you have to do your research, and then you have to just step out there and find out who's real and who's not real.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of real out there. We just have to funnel through some of the other stuff.
Exactly. So now let's get into this super prize that you brought.
Ah, the super prize.
Yes.
Well, you guys wrangled it from me. No, I'm not. Well, I'm pleased tonight. You know, ever since the inception of Plus Model Magazine, Project Curves, all of my programs actually, Project Curves, Full Figured and Fabulous, which we didn't talk about, my tour, and also the Plus Academy has been, I mean, business has tripled. So
right.
I call myself a unique and loyal supporter of Plus Model Magazine. So in celebration of tonight's first show with the lovely host Shanice Lewis, I am graciously giving away two free workshops.
Oh, two. I didn't know you had two.
Two.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Okay, okay, so we're going to get two winners
workshop.
Tonight. Well, what'd you say?
This is for the runway workshop, and our next runway workshop is going to be held in New York on Saturday, I believe it's April 12th.
Okay, well, let me stop you right there and let me give out the number.
All right,
so
now,
if you're out there listening and you're an aspiring Plus model and you want this prize, you have to call in. We're taking live calls on the air right now. The number to dial is 347-326-9639. Again, it's area code 347-326-9639. If you don't get in the first time, keep calling because I see the calls are popping up already. So now let's explain the prize again. It's in New York City, so travel
City
and accommodation is not included.
It's not
correct.
Included, but today's the show. What we have, what, 3-4 weeks? You can probably still get a nice airfare package. Okay,
right.
So you have enough time.
Okay.
And this is not transferable. It's only good for the April 12th session.
Okay. So let's go start going through the callers. We're going to try and take the 10th caller, but
okay,
we'll see before the show ends so we don't run out of time. And so callers, if you're listening, just tell us your name and where you called from, and we're going to keep moving. All right. Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there?
All right, Carla.
Oh, is that me? Carla, are you there?
Oh, hello. Yes, this is Catherine.
Ooh. Hi, Catherine. Where are you calling from?
Oh, my God. I'm calling from Stockton, California.
Oh, Jesus.
Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Oh, my God. I can't believe. But before I say anything else, Shanice, I just want to say you work Eartha Kitt in that flawless calendar.
Oh, thank
I loved
you.
It. I didn't want to give it away, but that was the most tasteful and just elegant calendar that I've seen of plus size women, and I was just so, it was everything I paid for. If it was double, I would have paid more.
Oh, Catherine, I did not set this up, Catherine. I don't know you, right? Catherine, you don't know me, right?
I know you, Catherine.
online.
Now, Catherine, if you get this prize, are you able to get to New York for this plus?
Let me tell you, my name last name is Williams. Where there's a will, there is a way.
Ooh, right, I like that.
I have always made a way, despite circumstances.
Okay.
Well, Catherine, you are our winner number one for tonight.
Stop it. Oh, my God. Stop it. Oh,
Catherine,
my God. Oh, my
you
God.
Are our first winner.
All right.
Oh, you got to be kidding. Oh, my God.
Catherine, do you mind, Shanice, do you mind if I get her email address?
Yes.
Or will you do that later, Shanice?
Well, I don't know if you want to say it over the air.
Oh,
I can see the telephone number that
you're
calling in from.
I don't care. You can have, it's not my telephone number now. I'll give you my email.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay, what is it?
It's Catherine, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N, Williams, at yahoo.com. Oh,
okay.
My God.
And
Catherine, is there an E on the end of Catherine?
No, it's not.
Okay, good.
Oh, my God.
Perfect. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations.
Oh, my God. This is another step for me.
Yes, and thank you so much for your wonderful comments, and I hope you keep listening to us.
Oh, I sure will. I just want to thank all you. I really do. You don't know what contribution you've made to the Plus Size community, and I always stay informed, and I'm always looking to learn.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
So we will be in touch with you, and now we're going to try and find our second.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, now we're going to take another caller. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller? Going once, going twice. All right, let's go to the next caller. Hi, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Shanice, is that you?
Yes.
It's Debbie in Atlanta.
Debbie! Debbie.
Hello,
Shannon.
Yes. Hello, Mr. Vo.
How are you?
I am good. I am so happy for you guys. This is such a great show.
Debbie, are you going to go to New York for this?
I love going. I would definitely go to New York for this event.
Okay.
I would definitely go to New York.
Well, you know I have her email. We all got her number. Stop playing.
Oh, stop that. No,
okay.
Not everybody.
She's
so
a popular.
Our second winner is Debbie Shannon.
Yes, Miss Shannon.
From Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. At the ATL in the house.
Yes, ATL in the house. So does that mean I get the master's series? I'm just kidding.
No. You see, Shannon?
I'm kidding.
Well, thank you for listening. And thank you for calling in.
I wouldn't have missed this for the world. I support you in anything you do, girl.
Oh, thank you. So she'll contact you with
the
details.
All right. Bye, Gwen. It was nice hearing from you, as always.
Bye, Debbie. I'll be in touch so you can claim your prize, okay?
Bye.
Hotwire has some great airfare on, so.
So that concludes our show. We wouldn't have got through 10 callers because everybody wants to talk. So
yeah, exactly.
So we just did it that way. But thank you so much for being on the show, and thank you for these wonderful prizes for the first show. That just was awesome.
No problem, Shanice. I want to thank you and Valerie and Miss Madeline for the opportunity to be on the show. And for the next show, I don't know when the next show is, but I have another special prize that I want to offer to you guys.
Oh, well, definitely.
It's not,
yeah.
This one may even be a designer piece from a good friend of mine, Crystal Frazier Designs.
Okay, well, we will surely accept it.
Okay.
So we want to get feedback from everybody. Let us know if you think we should do the show monthly or weekly. We'll decide about the feedback we get from the show and if you enjoyed it. And I want to thank everybody that was a guest tonight, Madeline Figueroa-Jones, editor of Plus Model Magazine, Valerie Amador, the creative director of Plus Model Magazine, Jasmine Edwards, a beautiful model, and she's on the cover of this month's Plus Model Magazine, Nikki G, a beautiful plus model turned photographer, not actress. And last but not least, Gwen DeVoe, who I will be seeing next month because I'm going to be a vendor with the calendar
Yay.
In Chicago.
Yay.
So thank you, everybody. This has been an awesome first show, and it'll just get better and better. And I look forward to hearing from all you with your comments and your feedback. And, you know, just keep being fabulous and beautiful. That concludes the show. Thanks, Gwen.
Good night, Shanice.
Good night. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Bye-bye.